Scripture this morning is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Spiritual blessings in Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children. He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him, who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hopes on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Something's missing this morning. Does anyone know what it is? Do I usually have something draped over my shoulders? When I saw what I did yesterday with the rest of you, I kept thinking, what is missing from our hearts, from our souls, that this could happen? It was the easiest way for me to show you. It's easy to overlook, evidently, things that are missing. But if you can answer that question, please let me know your answer at the end. I don't have an answer yet. That question is going to be hanging with me for quite a while. What is missing that this could occur? Lord, be with us today. We certainly need you as always. Grant your presence with us, your love with us. Sustain us through this time. And use it, Lord, to teach us what we need to know. In your holy name we pray. Amen. You are cancer-free, cured. Now that would be good news, wouldn't it, to hear that? Happy 100th birthday, and on congratulations on winning the Boston Marathon. That would be good news, wouldn't it? We have discovered oil under your house. You've earned your place and will compete, Lynn, on the Summer Olympics team. That's good news, isn't it? The IRS has discovered a huge error in your tax returns for the last 7 years, and you are entitled to a refund check of $50,000. Don't look for that one, but that would be good news. That would be good news. Think for a moment about what might be the best news you could receive. Sissy's saying yes when I asked her to marry me. Unbelievable! So absolutely good news. What's good news for you? And whatever you come up with, multiply it by a few hundred thousand, and you still wouldn't come close to the great news given to us in Ephesians. We need this word today. You know, sometimes I think we Christians don't truly understand how incredibly blessed we are. Paul gets it. How many of you read the text this morning in the original Greek? No? No? Janice, you didn't do that? Phil? I wish you had. Because you would have known Paul gets it. Paul is so incredibly excited about the gospel, the good news, and the glorious love of God. He is so excited by blessing upon blessing that we receive at God's hand that he forgets all about the rules of grammar. If Peggy had been his secretary, we'd have an entirely different book called Ephesians. Verses 3 through 14 is one long sentence in Greek. His praise for God's goodness and for God's glory pours from his heart like a barrel over Niagara Falls. It really does. His enthusiasm just shines. It shows forth in the message he brings. You know, first of all, from the start, Paul calls us saints. Vernon McGee used to say, there are two kinds of people in the world. There are saints and there ain't. If you are a believer, you're a saint. And if you ain't, then you're an ain't. What an incredible blessing for those of us who are hardly qualified to be called saints. God has blessed us in the past so we can walk confidently into the future, showing blessing and blessing and blessing on the way. Is that what's missing? Have we been the blessing people we should be? Or have we joined the world's yammering? The world spitting fire for fire and hatred for hatred. We're the ones who have been blessed to be a blessing. Have we done that? Is that what is missing from the world? God blesses us. And we are just getting started. We have spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. You know, when I was a child, or even worse, freshly married, I always wondered, am I praying for this new car and to be able to afford it as much as I am praying for God's wisdom in my life? Those are spiritual blessings, and they are kept for us in the heavenly places. You know what that means? It means we are blessed in heaven even when we're living in the dumps. God is our witness. God is our protector. God is with us even when we are blind to the presence. That's a blessing. Ephesians says a wonderful thing. It says that we are chosen by God, adopted by God. I told you all before, I was adopted. They picked me. They were stuck with my sisters. Had no choice. I know what that means, to be adopted. Under Roman law, when an adoption was complete, the one adopted had all the rights of the new family and all debts and obligations from the previous family were abolished as if they had never existed. What a blessing. We are saved because God chooses us. I don't want to say chose us like it's a one-time thing in the past. God chooses us every day. Somebody says, "Are you saved?" You know my answer. Yes. When did you get saved? This morning, when I got up and God said, "You're still mine and I still love you." What a blessing. We are rescued from sin forever. Blessing. We are made whole in Christ Jesus. Blessing. We have been given. We have been given a chance at new life. Born again. Blessing. We are united to every other person in the body of Christ. Surely in this place, we know better than most what that means. What an incredible blessing that is. Have no doubt about it. We're not blessed, so blessed, just because God loves us. We are blessed because God has a purpose for those blessings to be used, to be shared, to be spread abroad through us into the world. I was joyously reminded of this on Tuesday when at the breakfast with the churchmen, Shailen, who is the owner's daughter, was there filling coffee cups and delivering food and helping out and working hard. Every time you looked, she was moving around somewhere doing something. And I stopped her. And I told her that she was going to be in today's sermon. I told her she had earned a place because she was so respectful and kind. She was so eager to help. So eager to be a blessing, although I seriously doubt that a 14-year-old would see it quite that way. Shailen reminded me that we are all blessed to be a blessing. And I noticed her because she stood out. Did you hear that? I noticed Shailen and her goodness to the rest of us because she was doing it so well, she stood out to me. A 14-year-old. In the early church, they knew they were called to be different from the world. They knew, in fact, that they were to be so different from the world that the world would probably kill them. Let me tell you what I see in this church. Whenever there is a resurrection in this family of God, I see you rally around the person who is grieving and hurting. I see you putting your arms around them after holding them up. Blessed to be a blessing. In so many churches, I have heard excuses for why we could not do ministry. Our insurance won't cover it. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough people to make it happen. Our building is too small. Our building is too big. The moon is in my eyes. The sun is in my eyes. The grass is too tall. In this family, we find ways to actually make ministry happen. Not enough money? Well, then we go raise the money, trusting God to provide. That's what this church does. Our insurance won't cover it? Well, let's change the policy. Make it happen. We don't have enough children to host Vacation Bible School. My goodness, this is the only church I have ever served where you announce a VBS and 22 children show up and 20 adults. How would you like those teaching ratios in the classroom? Practically one teacher for every student. Blessed to be a blessing. We're running along finely, supporting Rosewood Elementary when they up and close their doors. And the next thing I know, we are looking at two different schools to help instead of one. Blessed to be a blessing, and all in praise of God's holy name. I see it. Y'all live with it too. But does the world outside see it? Are we doing what we are called to do so well, like Shiloh, that someone will stop us and say, I saw what you did. Thank you. You made a difference. As I've already said, the world needs us now more than ever before. If politics has become more important than your faith, then there's something wrong with your politics. Faith is our calling. Faith is our livelihoods. Faith is the breath we take every single moment we live in this world. Blessed to be a blessing. It is a privilege to be your pastor. Because even when we get worn out, and I do have a feeling we get worn out around here sometimes, we still find a way and make ministry happen. But we need to do it out there too. Until the world perks up and says, we see you. And we need to do it all for one reason only. To God be the glory. Amen.